Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, first test passed. Joe, before you got in here, I said to Josh, I said, you got a mission for the top of the hour, for the open of the show.
Okay.
I need you to find any song you think is good to drive with the windows down. You know, life is a highway. This is the Cars version, this Rascal Flatts. Okay.
There's another version?
Tom Cochran, the original.
Oh. This is one of those times I'm going to learn that another version.
There was. Tom Cochran.
That happened recently with another song.
Tom Cochran, 1993?
Okay.
I'd feel confident it's within 2 years of that.
So they copied this.
92. Oh, yeah. They just redid it. I mean, somebody might have written it before Tom Cochran. But anyway.
Yeah.
Songs with the windows down. Because I'd like to announce this is the Very Nice Day pregame show.
Sweet. Good.
Why wouldn't we just do that?
Yeah.
We could just be a nice day pregame show. It's going to be 75?
Yeah.
Come on. That. And it's not yet. It's 49. It's going to be...
But even now, it's like...
It's nice. It's kind of nice.
Is there a 49 feels like for later in the day? You almost can feel in that 49, like, oh, it's going to be warmer later.
Is that kind of like it feels like football? Like when you're in a Bills game, you're going, it feels like football. Because
sure,
there's going to be football later?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I can feel the 75 on the way.
Yeah, it's 50 degrees right now. And it'll be in the 70s in the afternoon. My phone says 70. BEN set up to 75. So...
Nice.
This is the Nice Day pregame show, and I've asked Josh to only play songs
that you would have with the windows down.
Yeah. Windows down, bump it.
That song I think I only would listen to if the windows were down.
And you're driving through like Colorado.
Yeah. I wouldn't listen to that song in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
With my winter jacket on and the windows up and the heat blasting full. I don't think I would play that.
Yeah. What if you were on a road trip? Like, is that
okay.
Just a road trip song?
Well, really, there might be a lot of crossover here between road trip songs and windows down songs.
Like, that's right.
The first thing I thought of was Willie Nelson on the Road Again. That's a road trip song, maybe more than it's a windows down song, but it's also a windows down song.
That's right. Are most road trips taken when you can roll the windows down? I mean, you'd prefer to drive somewhere nice in the summer.
That's probably
versus
right.
Winter. That song,
I would say yes to that.
I would also say windows down songs are songs where, does anybody else get this feeling, or is it just me and my weird brain? You kind of pretend that you're in a montage.
Do you ever do that?
I think I have done that. I admit to that.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that song is from Cars, of course.
Yeah.
And that's a montage.
I'm Lightning McQueen.
You're just driving around.
A truck
drives by, you're looking out the window, and you just kind of feel like, I'm in a montage right now. This is my traveling montage.
Mm-hmm.
So life is a highway. Yeah. Songs with the windows down and songs that make you feel like you're in a montage.
Hmm.
This is the Nice Day pregame show. It's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. 75. Get a tee time. Get a whatever else you do outside.
I might need a playlist because I'm so rusty on. There are going to be songs I haven't listened to in like a year that I'm going to want to put on. If it's 75 and I have all my windows down.
A really good answer is most of Tom Petty's entire library.
Sure.
Most of it. You go ahead and play any Tom Petty song, you're going to be fine.
I think I'm going back. Like, I usually listen to more new age things that have been probably released like within the last 10 years. And I bet I'm going to be listening to more things that came out in like the 70s and 80s when the windows go down. Is Led Zeppelin good for this?
Anything you want's good. Rock, R&B, rap. Like, just I feel like
maybe it's every song gets better. Maybe when this happens,
that's probably a part of it. It also might be
most songs.
Whatever song you feel like is a callback to when you were driving
for the first time,
your first couple summers driving.
Right. Okay.
Your first couple years driving. Yeah.
So for me, it's gonna be like songs that came out in 2011. 2012.
Yep.
Not a great era of music, though, I gotta say. It's nostalgic, but...
The 70s?
No. Like, when I first started driving in, like, 2011, 2012, I'll listen back to music. I'll admit this up front. I like, get nostalgic listening to that, and then I'll be like, this is a terrible song. This is so bad.
That's funny.
Tayo Cruz, Dynamite. Like, that song is, like, that's high school for me. I'm like, this is a terrible song.
Put it on the list. Tayo Cruz, Dynamite. It's Joe's driving song.
That's my driving song, sure. Yeah.
The chat's going off on this, popping off. Everybody's going to be in a great mood. It's one of those days where the weather is, you know, it's going to be so nice. It's like we're all on something. The anti-seasonal depression drug.
Yeah.
I go in this time of year. I was thinking about this on the way in. The nice part of the year and the cold part of the year are long enough for me to forget what each other are like. When it's 75 today, I will feel outside like, man, it really does get beautiful up here, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And we will live in that for a couple of months. And then when it starts to get cold again, I'll think, man, it really does get cold here, doesn't it? Like, I forget every single year, even though I go through this cycle every single year. So,
yep.
75.
Nice.
Let's push higher. And it's not going to be 75 for that many consecutive days, so kind of like enjoy it while you can. It's going to dip back down. But, you know, hey, whatever.
Are you going to do some NCAA watching out on the patio maybe in the next couple days?
That's not a bad
Sal
idea.
Sal is going to be out tomorrow or Friday for the Extra Point Show. And like, I might go down there just because they have a nice patio. And like watching games anywhere outside seems like a great idea for the next couple of days.
Absolutely. Patios. I was out yesterday. I mean, yesterday was nice. Yesterday maybe didn't get the headlines that today did, but it was sunny. And it was relatively warm, bit of some wind out there, but it was great. It was great. So anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe, and we'll try and have the appropriate music along the way on the Very Nice Day pregame show. We'll have interviews with, Sal. The Bills round out their coaching staff. Joe Marino, we expect to talk to Joe at 8 o'clock today. It might actually have to be pushed to Friday, so we'll figure that out along the way. But maybe Joe Marino today. And Sam Monson, formerly of PFF, and now of the Check the Mic podcast with Steve Palazzolo. So we'll talk. Those are our guests for today. Plenty to get to. The tournament is underway. There was some drama last night. North Carolina sent a message, which is kind of funny. As someone who, I mean, I'm a Syracuse fan. There were multiple seasons Syracuse got in the tournament when people thought they shouldn't. One of those years they went to the Final Four. And you can kind of puff your chest out and say, see, we did deserve it, even if you really still didn't.
Right.
The point is, you're not supposed to have the chance to do that.
Right.
You didn't earn that. So, you know, North Carolina might pull the Syracuse. There was a year I can remember St. Bonaventure fans really had a better case than Syracuse, and Syracuse made it and then made the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. The tournament is underway, kind of.
UNC wearing Us Against the World t-shirts yet?
Oh, great. Yeah.
I'm sure they will if they're not yet.
Right. Big underdogs, UNC.
You had a moment last night. I had everyone in my one group chat shouting, "This is March." And I didn't know why, and it was because of a 16 seed beating a 16 seed with a crazy Hail Mary at the end. So you got a crazy moment, even though that team's probably just going to get wrecked by the next one seed that they play. But still, good moment for them.
Great moment for them.
I don't like, though, that I don't like that. Okay, so Alabama State wins yesterday, and here's a flood of Alabama State wins their first ever tournament game. Like, okay. Their first ever tournament. It was a play-in game to the tournament. They beat another 16 seed. That counts? That's their first ever tournament win?
I know.
That's just so dumb. I hate the existence of the first four so bad. Or maybe I would like it more if they just didn't call it the tournament. They at least...
Called it the play-in?
They at least... Right. They don't call it... They used to call it the first round. Remember that?
Yep.
There was like a five-year period where the four games they played... In the first four were the first round, and like, oh, here's the second round matchup between the 2 seed and the 15 seed. Like, this is not a second round matchup. Neither of these teams have played yet, and that's a second round matchup. So they at least did that.
Part of the problem,
they got better at that.
Part of the problem is for me with the first four is the beautiful. I know how they do this. They play 16 versus 16 and 11 versus 11 whenever they do this, which is weird.
Yeah.
So the math still works out. Oh, okay, now I got a 1 versus a 16. But the tournament is supposed to have those magic little numbers where you get this seed versus this seed. And to see 16 v 16 or 11 v 11 or whatever it actually, you know, shakes out to in a year, it's kind of silly, but it's jarring. That's not supposed to be like that.
Right.
You can't play the same number unless you're in the final four and it's a 2 versus a 2 or whatever. Like a 16 versus 16. Who's the underdog? North Carolina? I'm supposed to believe that North Carolina is an underdog as an 11
right.
against another 11. But whatever. You got wins last night for a couple teams. Good for them. The tournament's underway, and so it goes. Shrug your shoulders. I did think this about the tournament. One potential side effect of the first four. How many years was it, maybe not universal, but first day of the tournament, which is tomorrow, right? Trying to say the first day. It's the best day in sports. Oh, first day of the tournament is the best day in sports. Does the same percentage of the population still believe that? That tomorrow is the best day in sports? Because yesterday and today do sap from that. It's no longer the first day.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have Selection Sunday and then this build up until Thursday and then 12:15. Get in front of a television, take the day off work, productivity in the United States drops $2 billion because you have a slow kind of appetizer, sampler platter on the way to it.
I think it doesn't take away too much from the day itself. Because I think when you get to Thursday, at least this is me, you just forget the first four ever happened. You just completely omit it from your memory that it never happened. Like, as soon as I've got a 13 seed hitting a buzzer beater at the end, I forgot everything that happened in Dayton, Ohio for the last 48 hours, like, as if it didn't happen. So, for me, I'm very quick to, like, push it off. Almost didn't even happen. I'll fill up my bracket, and, you know, maybe I have to fill it out when it's the slash still. You pick between the two teams. But, no, I think it should still be the number one day for the people that thought it was the number one day. And it's got to be top three for that conversation, at least, I think. Like, is there anybody that doesn't? There's to be some.
Top three?
How many people wouldn't have this day tomorrow being like one of their elite sport days of the year? Because it is awesome.
It is a great day.
It's action all day long.
It is.
And you get moments. You're guaranteed to get moments every single year. So, upsets, your own bracket, you have your own rooting interest in it. It really was kind of the betting influence before betting, where, like, sports betting now, one of the things that it does is it gives you an extra rooting interest to keep you invested in the game and watching the game longer, even if it's not close. And everyone had their brackets long before sports gambling was legalized. So
very
people
true.
I'd be rooting for, you know, Richmond. No interest in Richmond at all other than I got them going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, the bracket is your is it not your introduction to gambling?
Kind of.
I mean, I'm in high school, and I'm in a bracket pool with 30 guys that are juniors in high school playing for $100 or something, fill out a bracket, somebody do the scoring system.
Yeah.
The bracket is your introduction to all that. Pools and rooting for a team you don't care about because you're hoping to win.
Yep.
How many people wouldn't put in their top three? I just wrote down 6 days that I like better.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that blasphemy? I just came up with six.
It might be, yes. Without hearing them, I feel like I want to say that's blasphemy. Is like week one NFL going to be above that?
Yeah.
Okay. I do. That would be one of mine.
Okay.
I mean, I
do love tomorrow. I'm excited to park it. And, you know, I've got plans to get together with my brother-in-law, my father-in-law, one of my buddies on Friday to watch the games. So I do love these days.
Yeah. How about, is final round of the Masters going to be on there?
It is.
Final round of the U.S. Open?
So you got three of mine.
How much golf is going to be on here?
Masters, just those two.
Just those two.
Masters, Sunday, U.S. Open Sunday.
Okay.
Now, those are sometimes fluid and contingent on who's in it. Is it interesting? Versus the tournament, which, you know, going into the day.
You have guaranteed
I've got lots of options. I've got a buffet in front of me of all these games I can watch. But, yeah, you got three of mine.
Is the final day of the Premier League?
No.
That one is a lot less guaranteed to be interesting. If that is interesting, it's amazing.
Yes, but that's not on my list.
Championship Sunday in the NFL?
That is on my list.
Okay.
I love the AFC and NFC Championship days.
Okay.
Like, those are great days. And that's even before the Bills became somewhat of a regular player in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, you know, storyline in it. All right, you got four. I have one other one, and then I have a snarky one.
What about night one of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
No.
I love that night. Okay.
Days that I think are better sports days than this.
Draft
tomorrow. Nope.
Not the Super Bowl.
Not the Super Bowl.
What's left here?
Big day. It's coming up in 6 weeks.
Derby day.
I love that's good. Derby day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one more. And it's
snarky?
Yeah. You want to try and guess the snarky one?
Is it something Sabres related?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know.
The NHL draft lottery.
No. It's the day the Sabres look like they might make it to March alive. Sorry.
To March.
They might make it to March.
Not even just make the playoffs.
Yeah,
they might make it to March.
Usually happens someday in November every year.
Yeah.
And like, I think they might make it.
Yeah. I saw someone pointing out that they were in a playoff spot on Thanksgiving.
There you go.
This year.
That was one of my six best days of the year.
Thanksgiving. Oh, what about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving's a
good
one.
Sports day, you get to do football all day.
It felt like it was cheating to list Thanksgiving. I mean, should I list Christmas? Christmas was a great one this year.
Well, part of it is what your routine is. You know, like I go to a buddy's house every year. He takes off work. He has 9 TVs set up.
Yeah.
He's like, everyone come over for the first round whenever you want. Open invite. Like that's one. If you are how do I watch Thanksgiving football? With a face full of turkey and stuffing.
It's a good day.
That you get that.
Yep.
If you want to pick Thanksgiving, you get that. So I don't want to put all of those over, but I think all of those are pretty close to what tomorrow will be.
I have to add one more. The TGL semifinal. sorry.
That was last night?
I don't know. I didn't watch. Not that it's bad, but I did not watch. But the tournament, here's the other thing about the tournament for me. And, you know, St. Bonaventure lost last night in the NIT.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can put a bow on this was the worst year of local college basketball for like the big D1 teams in a long time, if I can include Syracuse in that. You rewind 10 years, Joe, and I'm at the arena watching number one seed Syracuse. For me, that's a different life than now where they are dead on arrival.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a factor. They're not in it. So it's a little bit like, I don't know, if you're a Bills fan in the 90s and then you go through the drought Bills, you're not in the same league. You would love it if you were. You still love the sport, but it affects you differently. I mean, I used to watch every single Syracuse basketball game, and I mean, they've just been lost for a couple years, and it's just different. I used to be able to sit here and rattle off every opponent that they beat and lost to. I could tell you some of their crushing defeats. Ohio State referees, it's their fault. You know, hey, it happens. One of the worst ref games you'll ever see in your life. I'm not holding on to that. That's fine. Ohio State, Dayton, Of course, Richmond is a 2 seed. They lost a 15 seed Richmond. They lost to Michigan State. The year Michigan State wins the national title, they had a 17-point lead and lost by 18. It was really great, and it was in Auburn Hills. So, like, these are things that I used to carry around and have so that they would be packed into all of this drama. They're a 3 seed this year. Oh, they're a 4 seed. They've got Vermont in the first round. That went poorly. All that would come back for me, and now that's been removed because they're just not relevant. So, you know, your situation, if you're a big Duke fan, this is probably one of your top days. Or if you're a Alabama basketball fan, I bet it's risen up the board a bit because your team has become significantly relevant in the sport.
Yep.
And you're not just a football school. So it's a great day. It's undoubtedly a great day. Great day to go out to a, whatever, tomorrow, to go out to a bar, to go out and watch all these games, to sit home, to just be a part of it. But
you're right, though. It is kind of lame, to not have one of the local teams there, because that always does make it cool. Like, hey, UB's playing Arizona
that's
today.
That's really cool, right?
That when Bonaventure's playing Florida State, like, if that's on the schedule, yeah, it's more. And I'm not like a hardcore fan of any of the local programs. I root for all of them, I would say, equally. If they're in the tournament, then I'm in. And when's the last time that's even, like, Bonaventure? It looked like we went ahead one where Woj gets there to run the team and they start 14-1. And I saw that was their best start in 55 years. And they finished the year 8-11 and got blown out at home in the first round of the NIT. So, like, that was the one program that it felt like maybe you got something and it just completely fell apart.
Yeah.
So, like, now, when's the last time any of them made it? Bonaventure's made it a couple years ago. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think UB hasn't made it since Nate Oates. I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time Canisius or Niagara made it.
Niagara used to make it with Joe Mahalik.
I remember them as a 16 seed 1 year, like a long time ago. Maybe they played Florida. But Bonaventure, for example.
Niagara last made it in 2007.
Okay. 2007? And Bonaventure last made it in 2021. So I bet that's going to be the answer. It's been like 4 years since any of them made it. So That will make it cooler if one of them is able to, you know, have a little bit of a run over a couple of years and make that a thing. All the downtown bars, too. Where am I? I'm somewhere downtown when UB is beating Arizona. And it's awesome. It's like a Bills watch party, basically. Everybody's into it. So definitely miss that.
Somebody in the chat points out what I described there about Syracuse is a lot of people describing the NHL. Like, the Sabres have been so, they just fell out of it. And maybe you watched every night, and it's just changed for you. Not that your love has changed, just your attention to it, your investment in a random game has changed. So, anyway, not trying to be a downer. It's the very nice day pregame show. Remember, we've got lots to get to, and big day tomorrow, couple games tonight, and the tournament underway. 803-0550 is our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. Plenty to get to. Some Bills news on they rounded out their coaching staff. We'll run through that with Sal coming up at 7:30, making the final coaching staff changes final. I should check in on and have a bigger conversation on. We have a bet on the bet board. I guess I should ask you if you want to buy out of it now. Now that Matt Milano took a pay cut with incentives and chopped a year off his deal. And linebacker versus running back. You and I bet what the Bills will take higher in the draft, linebacker or running back. I feel like today's a good day to be on the side of linebacker.
I am not going to hit that cash out.
No?
I understand
the cash out's like $1.50.
Yeah. The meter might have moved a little bit, but hey, James Cook's not signed yet.
That's right. But Milano, a deal for him that pay cut with incentives to still earn his money. It sounds a lot like the Vaughn situation. Like, hey, man, you were hurt a lot, and what do you want to do here? I'd like to stay. Why don't we sign up for this, and if I play well, I get it all back. Well, it sounds good. But he is a free agent at the end of this year. So Milano's time with the Bills, this might be the farewell tour, especially if he gets hurt. I mean, if he gets hurt again, then you're looking at, I mean,
it's definitely over.
It's
then.
If
it was a serious injury.
Right. It's going to feel like it's over if he gets a serious injury again. He's just had so many and had so much trouble staying on the field. Great player. very popular Bills player. I almost said like one of the all-time Bills, but yeah, I'm not putting him up there with Kelly. But just people loved him, and he was great.
Yeah.
You know, first-team All-Pro. Like, he's great. So,
I mean, at the very least, his best days are probably over, right? Like, it doesn't have to be, but...
The Bills
doesn't have to be, but the likelihood is him as one of the best linebackers in football, and honestly, like one of the best linebackers in Bills history. I'd be surprised if he's able to get back to that. I wouldn't rule it out at all, but I would be surprised. He was a first-team All-Pro, you know, 2 years ago. The last full season he played, he was a first-team All-Pro conversation, one of the best linebackers in football. And, man, injuries. Between him and Tre'Davious White, right? Like, those are two guys. Those were your two guys.
Yeah.
They're two elite players. They are. We talk about how the Bills need best players of their positions. They had two of them that got completely wrecked by injuries.
Stinks.
Yeah.
And it's not as simple as saying, I bet the Bills are betting his best days are behind him. But asking to take a pay cut and lopping a year off the deal, you're saying, you know, hey, if you play well, that's great. And you'll get to free agency and that's great. But we're not really afraid of that. If you're the Bills, and that would make sense. All right, 803-0550. One thing I want to get to today about a potential secret draft crush that's not so secret the Bills have. Ryan Talbot pointed this out and looked into it a little bit. The Bills have a player that they have talked to, according to the player, 8 times. Says, I've talked to the Bills 8 times. Tell you who their potential draft crush is for the first-round pick at the defensive end. That's coming up. Sal, 7:30. Sam Monson, 9 o'clock on the NFL and on the Bengals. I wanted to get Sam on the Bengals because he's been, I think he's a bit of a Bengals fan, and he's been crowing quite a bit about how the build with Higgins and Chase is just fine, and there's no reason to really freak out about it the way some people tend to do that, so I want to get his take on that and, you know, all the rest of it. So if you want to send in your very nice day pregame show music bumps, songs with the windows down, we'll take them. And try to get the vibes to match a 75-degree day. Baseball's back on from Tokyo.
Baseball's on, yep.
The Browns have
a new... to the warning track, apparently, in the first at-bat of the game.
The Browns have a new stadium fly-through. I'm eager to dig into that because I had a lot of responses on Twitter to that as we yelled about domes and stuff. So it'll be a fun day. We'll have a good time. Join us, Jeremy and Joe, here on WGR.
Seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
Good ball for it all.
Simpson home run play, the deflection.
Oh!
A layup! 0.7 seconds left. Alabama State in front.
A Hail Mary for Alabama State to win one of those plays where there's 3 seconds left. You're thinking, how could it possibly go wrong? You're St. Francis fan. That's their new 3.4 seconds. 3.4. They just say 3.4 seconds all the time. Throw it down the field, into the paint, bounces around, get a layup.
Yep.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Very Nice Day pregame show. It's going to be nice out there today. Jeremy and Joe. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Catching up on a couple things. During the break, I popped in the YouTube chat talking linebackers because Matt Milano and his pay cut and where he stands in Bills history. Mm-hmm. Had someone right away kind of pop up and say, Matt Milano's not one of the best linebackers in Bills history. And a quick check of who has claim to that.
I think he would be. I'd be stunned if he wasn't.
There's only one Bills linebacker that has more all-pros than Milano. And it's a guy, Mike Stratton, from the 60s.
Yep, okay. The hit heard around the world is his hit. I think he's the one who folded somebody in half in like the AFL championship.
By the way, Milano did that to Joe Flacco.
And Mike White.
Oh, sorry, Mike White. That's who. Both of them. Did you do both of them?
You're right. Mike White. It's just Mike White.
Okay. Linebackers to have made as many All-Pros, first-team All-Pros, as Matt Milano. Two. Cornelius Bennett, Bryce Paup.
And those guys are pass rushers.
Tekeo Spikes.
Someone that watched Bennett will have to tell me. Maybe he was both. But Paup was sacks.
Yep.
So that's not Milano.
Archie Matzo is also in the 60s. So he's definitely on the list. I think he's one of the best linebackers of all time for the franchise. I mean,
Tally, of course.
Yeah.
Tally was never an All-Pro.
I don't believe so. I don't see him here on the list of All-Pros.
Okay.
Of course, he was great. You know, it's about Milano for him. It's about, you know, just it.
It's kind of crazy how long he's been here too. He's on the team that breaks the drought.
Yeah,
like he plays in the Jacksonville playoff game that they lose 10-3 or whatever the final score of that game was. He's been here the whole time.
Here's the big question:
he precedes Bean.
The million-dollar question for Matt Milano is when the time comes that he has to be the legend of the game and ask Bills fans to get fired up, will he speak? Will he talk?
Oh, remember the Ravens thing on Twitter?
Yeah, the Ravens thing was amazing.
Will he speak? He will not. There's no way. Well, he has to, right?
What if he didn't? What if he furthered his legend?
He just stared at the crowd as the crowd does the chant and then puts his arms up.
He directs the crowd. He doesn't speak.
He's a maestro. He's not actually leading the chant. Yeah.
Anyway, 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. If you want to join us, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Wednesday, March 19th, and it's going to be beautiful out there today. Absolutely gorgeous. Tournament's underway. Alabama State with that dramatic win last night, and off we go, off and running. For the Bills and Milano, the pay cut creates $6 million in space. I had someone ask me, do you think this could be greasing the wheels for Asante Samuel Jr. or anybody else? And my answer was no. On the Bills, here's a question for everybody out there. Are we giving up on the idea of a signature move of the offseason? That there really just won't be one? Because re-signing your own, not to say there are no good moves, or drafting somebody, you know, in the first round at 30th that you like. But just the offseason, I mean, the Diggs move was a signature move, right? You went out and big, did something big.
Yep.
The Vaughn move, you go sign somebody big. Without even saying that they have to do it to be better, it feels like we came to the offseason with the idea of, listen, this is going to be an offseason where something big happens.
Yeah. I don't know what's left out there to do.
A couple different ideas are gone.
And really, what's happened in the league that would have qualified for that in the first place?
Garrett.
But that didn't happen.
Metcalf.
That happened. That's the only guy that got that changed teams.
I feel like
that. I think we would say, oh yeah, there it is. There's your signature move, DK Metcalf. That's
huge. Javonte Adams would have rated for this. I think that would have rated.
Okay.
Trey Hendrickson still could. Max Crosby. Like a lot of,
but
you're
again,
right.
None of these, none
a lot of these
guys
players
left.
Ultimately didn't move.
Right.
So now we get to the draft and it becomes what? Like a trade up? If they like somebody, if they move to 18 because they like a defensive tackle so much, or.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Does that even qualify for? Like if they go up 8 picks and draft a defensive tackle, that's not on the same level as when you traded for Diggs or when you signed Von Miller to a $100 million deal. Like to me, I am pretty much writing it off as a real idea, more so because I don't know how much opportunity there's going to be for that. Unless, and this could happen, maybe even say it's likely, at least one spot in the league, that we get to draft day and there's a team out there that we don't know about right now that's really not loving the idea of paying a guy. And they start, they're working back channels right now and they're keeping it out of the public, or maybe they haven't talked about it yet. Maybe they'll talk about it leading into the draft. What happened in the NBA? Luka Doncic, the Lakers just got a call one day.
Right, you never
and
know.
Bam, it's done in like 24 hours. AJ Brown gets traded at draft day. There wasn't like a month long saga of, "Ooh, what can we give up to get AJ Brown?" Like that wasn't happening.
That's where this gets hard. Like you just got to guess. Who could it be? Is where we throw around Olave.
I was just going to say, like, Olave's the name that's in my head right now just because he's a receiver and we've discussed him. But, like, that could be a name where a guy like that, contract isn't that far off down the road. You can reasonably see the team not wanting to pay him big money, and he's great. That's the new version of the A.J. Brown trade. And, yeah, Olave could be that. Other than that, though, there's nothing they can really do. There's nothing they can really do, I don't think. They could draft a running back in the first round, and that might come off as a signature move, right? If they landed one of those guys just because of the position. But, and I'm okay with that. It's disappointing, though, because I would have told you the number one goal that I would have had for them going into the offseason was go land a star. Go land a elite player at their position. And you know, for anyone that said that's easier said than done, like that's kind of come to fruition because all the guys that we would have talked about that would have fit that of go get an elite player. Okay. Well, there were 4 of them we thought maybe were available and only one of them got traded. And we can even argue if Metcalf would qualify for that level of player. So you didn't get the one guy that got dealt. What are you going to do? Garrett got $40 million.
He did.
And maybe they, I don't know, like how, I wonder how much they wanted Metcalf in the first place. Like, should they have pushed harder for that? Were they not pushing harder because they thought maybe an elite pass rusher was still going to shake loose? That, hey, Garrett hadn't signed yet. And Hendrickson was on the way out at the time. So what are we going to trade for Metcalf for? We need all this stuff to go get the elite pass rusher, and then all the elite pass rushers didn't get traded. Kind of throw your arms up, I guess.
Yep. Who is that? What are the other ideas? Hendrickson's still there, but now, again, the latest report is, you know,
that
Diane Rossini says they're working on it. Yeah.
It's not done yet. I will say that. It's not done yet, but it's, you know, at the moment. The best you could do, you start looking at next year's free agent crop. Like, who are the best free agents available next year? Because those are the guys you have to, like, call. You're going to call those teams and say, hey, you're going to pay this guy? Are you Atlanta? You're going to pay Drake London? I think you're probably going to get told yes on that, right? Because he's a free agent. Washington, you're going to pay Terry McLaurin? Just making sure. Jets, Garrett Wilson, we mentioned Olave. Pickens, there's Pickens stuff from last night.
Yes, there is. He posted a picture of himself with Tom Brady.
Right. Which our buddy Andrew Filipponi immediately thought
he's going
Pickens
to Vegas.
Is getting traded to the Raiders.
All right, let's say that happens. Pickens to the Raiders for who knows what. That would make sense to me. I think the Steelers are going to trade Pickens. I would have thought that before they go out and trade for DK Metcalf, because you have to understand the Pittsburgh Steelers' life cycle, which is draft a receiver, love him, claim he's a problem, trade him. That's pretty much what you do if you're a Steeler. And if just if George Pickens goes to the Raiders, where every decision the Raiders make is now credited and put on, oh, Brady has signed off on this. Brady's courting Matthew Stafford in a ski resort. He's making all their decisions.
Yep.
He goes and signs George Pickens. Don't you want to stop hearing about any idea of, like, receivers with attitudes are bad? Here's the greatest player of all time, now running a team. Like, I'll take that guy. He can play.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for me because I want to see Brady fail. So, on one hand, I'm going to want to believe that. On the other hand, I'm going to want to see it completely blow up on him. I'm going to want to see Pickens light the locker room on fire, basically, and just start whatever makes the most drama possible and not catch the ball and make Brady look bad. I think I might want that more, honestly.
It is fun to root against Brady.
Top free agents next year. Here, you know what? There's one, the name right at the top is somebody that I would wonder about, because I wonder if his team, T.J. Watt is the name. T.J. Watt has 1 year left on his deal. He's 31, entering his age 31 season, and I don't know, like, the Steelers might think that he's kind of, he's on the way down, he's declining, and I don't know what their plan is, though. Are they going rookie quarterback? Are they going for, like, a soft rebuild at all? If they trade Pickens away, like, he's an all-time player for them, but he is someone that's going into the final year of his deal. There are other guys, but yeah, we've mentioned, like, Pickens maybe is the, between now and the beginning of the season, I would bet, like, Pickens is the best player that's going to get traded.
That's a good bet. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Tournament underway. Also news on the Utah hockey team. There's an indication it's down to two. Two potential names.
I thought they picked.
They did pick. But we don't know what they picked.
But we know it's not. We know it's one of two.
It's one of two. Yes. Yeah. One was eliminated, and it appears that there are two left. We'll tell you what those two are, and we'll give our pick. 803-0550, Sal 730 here on WGR. Shorts report.
Nope.
No shorts today?
T-shirt, though.
I got shorts.
I got the, thin golf joggers. You went shorts? Josh?
I did. Shorts all the way, yeah.
Shorts? Owen?
No shorts for me.
No shorts.
Wow, so two for four?
Yeah.
75 degrees should at least be a 3 out of 4 day,
guys. It was 48 when we left.
Who cares? It's going to be 75 when we leave.
Yeah, when you fly to Florida,
no,
you put on shorts.
No, it's not going to be 75 until like 4 o'clock.
It's already 51.
The temp, it's going to be, 10 a.m. it's going to be 60. With
that's
a real
shorts.
Feel of 57.
Oh, look at you, real feeling.
That's
me, three degrees.
That's that's like on the line. So,
well, it's gonna be nice today. Jeremy and Joe, what did I tease going to the break?
Where are we at with the ground? By the way, is the ground? I need like a weather app on like what the Bills are gonna have this right at their new stadium. I need an app that tells me what is the the wetness level of
the
ground.
The moisture level.
The moisture is what I was looking for, yeah. I need the moisture of the ground. I need that as an app.
Okay.
Someone put not a thermometer, some measuring device in the ground and tell me what it is.
Well, if I know anything
about... If I step on grass, is my foot going to sink?
If I know anything about apps, all you have to do is the thing you want it to do, you just misspell the word and make it an app. And that's what you call it, MUDD. M-U-D-D. There's your new app and tells you if it's muddy outside. That's what you do. You just misspell a word and make it a company. That's what everybody does these days.
That's pretty good.
What did I tease going to the break? I said I had something.
Utah hockey teams.
Yes. So the story is that they're down to two names.
Yeah.
And the way that we know that is by extending protections on copyrights, or it's legalese kind of. They've chosen their name, and they're down to two. So Cole Bagley had this from Digital Insider, Utah Hockey Club on KL Sports, that As of February 4th, so a little bit of like a freedom of information, go find the Utah Hockey Club trademark was extended by the firm responsible for the nicknames. So on February 4th, they extended Utah Hockey Club and Utah Mammoth.
Okay.
And they did not extend Utah Outlaws.
Mm.
So that's Outlaws appears, if this reading of the T, it's Mammoth or Hockey Club.
Mm. Disappointing. I liked Outlaws.
Me too. Mammoth, I'll say this, it's better than Kraken. And also, worth remembering, the Kraken, when they had their fan vote, the Kraken did not win. They just picked it anyway. So a fan vote doesn't mean this is what the fans picked. It means they liked it enough.
Do we remember what the fans picked?
Metropolitans.
Okay, right. Do you remember the story on this?
That it was about the Metropolitan Division existing.
Bettman blocked it because he didn't want a Metropolitans team and a Metropolitan Division.
Of course.
Right. Because of the classic tradition of the Metropolitan Division.
Right.
In the National Hockey League.
The Metropolitan Division that has such teams as Carolina. Right?
Right.
And Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually Team Mammoth.
Me too.
I'm Team Mammoth.
Mammoth is fine.
Hockey Club is fine. I'd give me a team name. I want a real team name. Give me a mascot. Give me a logo. That's the other thing. I want to see a cool logo. I don't just want to see UHC. Get creative with it. So I'm Team Go Mammoth.
803-0550. When we get back, the Bills' not-so-secret draft crush, who they've talked to apparently 8 times, according to the player. What it says about their pursuits? Let's dig into some draft talk. We'll get Sal at 7:30 on the latest on the coaching staff. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.